Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Thank you for doing such a wonderful job. And you've been side by side for years with us here at USA Prepares. Thank you. Thank you for Genesis Communications. I mean, we are thankful for Genesis Communications putting us on the air, giving us the platform for free speech. And class, if you think free speech is worthy of a click, you might want to type in savegcn.com, savegcn.com, and you can share it. You can click pray, and if you'd like to contribute to the defense of free speech, you can do that right there as well. SaveGCN.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us this morning. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, Gwyneth, I'm really, really well. Before the broadcast, I went out, the sun is shining. Believe it or not, it was freezing like a week ago, 15 degrees. Now it looks like we're going to be in the 70s. The grass is growing. I let the chickens out this morning out of their chicken house, and they're running around eating the grass. They think everything is great. And, you know, while things are good here in the United States and in terms of we're not being firebombed, and you're not being firebombed. So right now, things are looking pretty good. The future is totally uncertain. Who knows what's going to happen? But I was telling Jason, you know, just as we connected this morning, a minute or so before the broadcast, I was telling him that on Daily Mail, there's an article showing how Ukraine is teaching their people, the citizens of Ukraine, how to make a Molotov cocktail. How to make one. How much to fill the bottle, what kind of ingredients should be used in the bottle, and exactly how long the rag should be. How deep the rag should be in the Molotov cocktail, that it should be a glass bottle, and where to throw it once it's lit when a Russian tank or armored personnel carrier or fuel truck or weapon of war is rolling down the road toward them. And they are wreaking havoc on the Russian military with glass bottles and motor oil and gasoline. And a rag. No kidding. And they're showing him how to do it. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, I think that probably is true what the Daily Mail is saying. But they have in the past, in this current conflict, been busted with publishing photos from 2014 and 2015 and saying that they are this current conflict when they really happened like 7 years ago. So I just thought I'd better point that out. But I have no doubt that the Daily Mail's been doing that. They have a long history of doing that sort of thing. One area that I studied was the Irish Troubles. when I was at Melbourne University and also afterwards, I've always been, just been very interested in that particular conflict in Ireland between the English and the Irish, and the Irish one that the Irish had a saying which summed up their view of the matter very well, which was Brits out, meaning British out. But they had a song that I came across. The Irish had a song that they came across, that I came across. And it was, I read it in the Daily Mail. Because even back then, and this song was written maybe in the 1960s or 1970s, the Daily Mail was the propaganda voice of the British. So it may be true, but it may not be true. We just don't know, because it's been long said that the very first casualty in any war is the truth. So, but I don't doubt that it absolutely could be true. But I think that if it is true that the Daily Mail is saying that, it's highly irresponsible of them. For one thing, you know. I mean, would they, you know, just after 9/11, what if they had gone around publishing, this is how you make a suicide vest, in their Arabic language edition, if they had such a thing? Would that be okay? No, it wouldn't be. So it's not okay for them to be publishing how to make a Molotov cocktail. And for another thing, if somebody can't work out how to do that themselves, then maybe they shouldn't be throwing them in the first place. that's just my little comment.
Well, this is, according to the article in the Daily Mail, it's dailymail.co.uk, it says that these weapons were being made according to a recipe distributed by Ukraine's Ministry of Defense. So what they're saying is, yeah, they're saying that Ukraine is being attacked, and overwhelmingly attacked. Tanks, aircraft, bombs overhead, missiles, etc. And they are... This is the defense of the people, and the number of people in Ukraine outnumbers the Russian military. So I guess the plan that they're deploying is, let's get the people to be the resistance of the Russian invasion forces, the tanks, the AK-47s, etc., the missiles, the rockets, the mortars. And so the people are standing around, and pretty much everybody has a vodka bottle or beer bottles or some kind of a bottle that's shaped like that. And literally they said, here's how you fill it, here's how much you fill it, here's where you put the rag, you light it, and then they show pictures of the tanks, where to deploy the Molotov cocktails on different kinds of vehicles. And the ones that have rubber tires, they show how to throw the Molotov cocktail and take out the front tire. Because if you don't have to take out all the tires, according to what they're saying, just take out one, the one you steer with, and that renders the vehicle incapacitated, at least for the moment.
Sarcastic.
Yeah.
I said that's
yeah.
Not...
Well, what I'm saying is... Yeah. We, you know, Gwyneth, I'm not taking sides, and you and I have had this discussion. Gwyneth, what is our position about whose side are we on, you and me? Whose side are we on, Gwyneth?
When we were talking off air, I quoted Robert Louis Stevenson from one of his books, which is called Kidnapped, which was written about the British war against the Scots. And one of the characters comes upon, you know, some pirates. And they say, well, whose side are you on? Because there's a war going on. And the pirates say, we're neither on the side of the British or the Scots. We're on the side of our own ship. we are on our own side. We are on the side of our own ship. And that is my position, and that is your position, Vincent. That is everybody at USA Prepares position. We are not on any side in this conflict. We are on the side of our own ship, keeping our own ship going. Okay? And, you know, just trying to survive. And, you know, with the world falling apart around us and doing our best to look after ourselves, our family, our farm, the neighbourhood around us, to make sure that the farms around us don't get damaged, because if they get damaged, then we're likely to get damaged next. And that is our position. And I hope I was not misunderstood with that last comment. I was actually being sarcastic. So, but, you know, I think that it's highly irresponsible for the Daily Mail to be publishing that sort of information. I really do. But
we've got over a 2 second delay. I'm going to correct that in just a minute, Gwyneth. But what they're doing is they are repeating what the Ukraine Ministry of Defense is saying to its people. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So now both sides, everybody knows. Everybody knows how to make Molotov cocktails. And they have absolutely diminished the fighting forces of Russia. And they're also saying in the Daily Mail that they have these captured Russian soldiers. And they're saying that the soldiers themselves are saying, we thought this was a training exercise. We don't want to kill people. We don't want to do this. This would be like Florida being at war with Georgia in the United States. That's kind of what this is like. And the people in Florida don't want to fight the people in Georgia, and vice versa. And this is really, really upsetting to a lot of people. And the world is watching. And it looks to me like Vladimir Putin has lost a lot of his followers, because the Russian forces have attacked, or at least have been reported to attack, civilian sites, killing innocent bystanders. It's really, really upsetting to the whole world. Have I gotten this wrong, Gwyneth, or is that what's happening?
I think that there is an information war going on, but like I said, people need to be aware when they're reading the newspaper, especially the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail's got a long history of this, like I said. Recently, the Daily Mail has, being in the last few days, Daily Mail has been outed on social media with publishing photos as being recent, when those photos were taken in 2014 and 2015. And the Daily Mail has been outed on social media as doing that, and especially of captured Russian soldiers. And, you know, bombs and rockets hitting particular sites. And the thing is, you can't do that sort of thing anymore, because it takes about
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and the bottom line is you need to take care of your farm, your property, your family. And if you can, work with the neighbors, and you can circle the wagons. Things are getting worse. I don't know of anything that's getting better. The media is lying to us. They're saying the economy is doing okay. It's getting better. It's absolute nonsense. Nonsense. Just try to buy dog food. Just try to buy cat food. Go ahead.
You can't believe anything that's in the newspapers. When they say things are going great, they're probably not going great. I think that what the down... I mean, you can't believe anything that's written on RT, Russia Today. You can't believe anything that's written in Pravda. You can't believe anything that's published by the Daily Mail. It's all propaganda at this point in time. And this is when it always descends. This is what it always descends into as soon as this sort of conflict breaks out. Everybody tries to tar the opposition with the very worst brush they possibly can. And that includes RT. And it includes especially RT and especially the Daily Mail and especially Pravda. Okay? And that the first victim in any war is the truth. And when you read this, you've got to be aware that another thing is that the U.S. government was... You know, probably about 2 weeks ago, probably about a week ago, there came to light ads that were appearing on a job site for crisis actors wanted in the Ukraine. So what was that about? You know, were they looking to put some propaganda puff pieces together? Was it the Russians? Was it the Americans? Was it both of them? Probably was both of them. You know, but what we do know, I would like to share with the class, if you don't mind, Vincent. We absolutely have to be just on the side of our own ship, okay? Of looking after ourselves, our family, our friends, those farms that are around us, those households that are immediately around us. That is the only, and friends only if they are prepared, and family only if they are prepared to be on the same team that we are on. So if it becomes apparent that friends or family members have fallen into the trap of betrayal, they need to be thrown overboard from your ship, figuratively, okay? And people need to be prepared to, if it becomes blindingly obvious, okay, to not do this hastily, but if it becomes, you know, so obvious that you can't come to any other conclusion, you should give the person the right to defend themselves. But, you know, if it is blatantly obvious that they are betraying you, and that they are putting other people in your circle in danger, then you need to say, see there, that's the door, walk out now. That's what you need to do. But hopefully it will never come to that. And this is it. This is the sort of situation that we're in. All of us, that we need to look after ourselves, we need to look after our families, we need to look after our friends, and we need to look after the estates around us. And forget about the rest of the world. I would like to go into exactly who Vladimir Putin is. That's it, Vincent. Does that make sense? So I think we'll run up on the next break.
Yeah,
so
I have one comment to make before you do that. You're talking about family and friends. Just want to put an exclamation point on that, and then we'll discuss who is Vladimir Putin. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With crime in America skyrocketing, President Biden broke from the Democrat stance of defunding the police to now wanting to fund the police in the State of the Union address Tuesday night. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa tells Americans the party in power is to blame for our current inflictions.
The president and Democrats in Congress have spent the last year either ignoring the issues facing Americans or making them worse. They were warned that spending trillions would lead to soaring inflation. They were told that their anti-energy policies would send gas prices to new heights. but they plowed ahead anyway.
In the 2022 Texas primary election, Governor Greg Abbott declared his victory in the primary.
I'm running for re-election to bolster a parental bill of rights that will restore parents as the primary decision maker for their child's education.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As the United States has seen crisis after crisis since President Biden took office, GOP leadership reminds the American people the reason for the many problems afflicting our nation, they were self-induced by Biden's actions.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal did more than cost American lives. It betrayed our allies and emboldened our enemies. North Korea is testing missiles again at an alarming rate. The Speaker of the House recently warned our Olympic athletes not to speak out against China. And now Russia has launched an unprovoked, full-scale military invasion of Ukraine, an attack on democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. Now all Americans must stand united in solidarity with the brave people of Ukraine as they courageously defend their country against Putin's tyranny, as they fight for their freedom. But we shouldn't ignore what happened in the run-up to Putin's invasion. Waiving sanctions on Russian pipelines while eliminating oil production here at home. Focusing on political correctness rather than military readiness. Reacting to world events instead of driving them. Weakness on the world stage has a cost. And the president's approach to foreign policy has consistently been too little, too late.
Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
It's great to be side by side with Gwyneth Isaacs, America's only full-time radio correspondent hailing from Australia. Gwyneth, we were talking about whose side are we on, and you mentioned that we are on the side of our farm, our ship, and we need to make sure that family, friends, and those who are surrounding our estates or our property are on the same team, the same side, think the same way. That being said, of course, I'm in total agreement. I've mentioned on the air several times in the last 11 years that if you think about your farm, let's say you have a farm, and you say, I'll tell you what, in the morning meeting, you get everybody together. Now, this would be family and friends, you know, neighbors. You get together and you say, okay, so here's the plan for today. We don't know who's out there. We don't know who's coming. But it doesn't look good. So there are four of you around the kitchen table who will be taking one corner of the property. One will take the north, one will take the south, one the east, one the west. You each have a two-way radio set to the right frequency that is at the base, you know, at the, let's say at the farmhouse has the base station. The rules are no one breaks radio silence unless there's an emergency. No one lights up a cigarette. No one leaves his or her post. No one falls asleep. Everyone who is in the observation position is at full attention, paying attention, doesn't wander off, doesn't daydream, doesn't fall asleep. That's the rule. Okay? How many people do you know who would actually do what was agreed upon? Meaning, don't fall asleep, don't light up a cigarette, don't wander off, don't make noise, don't go walking through the woods, you know, looking for shiny objects, actually staying at his or her post, doing their job to protect the rest of the village, the rest of the neighborhood, the rest of the farm. For me, it is hard to think of very many people at all, other than my closest of close friends. And I used to have a friend who threw me overboard, who I knew if I gave him that job, if he came to be part of our family. I've known him for about 10 years. I know that if he came to be part of our family, he ran over here from where he lived, states away, for his own survival, I know that I absolutely, positively could not trust him not to light up, not to wander off, not to break radio silence. I know he would break all the rules. I know that.
Yeah.
How many people do you know, class, in your circle of family and friends, who would absolutely follow the rules to protect everybody?
Very few.
Now, I know that I could trust Gwyneth. I know that I could trust Kathy, Sharon, Kyle, Captain John. I know that I could trust Rich Sheban, Bert, Greg. I know that I could trust the faculty, Dr. Sheely. I know that. And I know that there's some family members that I could trust. But I can't trust everybody. And the more I meet people, the more I like my dogs. Gwyneth? So, any comments about that before you tell us who Vladimir Putin is?
I'm about at that point as well. I could trust my son, and I could trust my dogs. I don't know that I could trust very many people to actually be lookout with me. Other than my sons and my dogs, I think that they're the only ones that I would really trust to be lookout for me. And if it came down to, and my sons don't live with me, they live elsewhere, but if there was a crisis, I think we would all come together on the farm, you know, to all be in the same place. And I think if I said, listen, son, this is... you know, this is a bit of a crisis situation. We need to take shifts to have eyes on the block. You take this shift, your brother takes the next shift, and I'll take this other shift, and we'll have 8 hours each. Would that be we need to all cooperate and do this, and we need to pay attention. You know, it is very important that all of our safety relies on it. I think that I could probably trust them, but that's only because we've been through a lot together. And I think we all realize the importance of cooperating on this sort of thing. But other than my dog, I don't think that I know of anyone else that I could rely on to really pay attention. You know, this is it. Vladimir Putin. He's quite an interesting character. So should I go into that now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin. The because he's a guy that a lot of people don't really know the history of. Okay, but I'll enlighten the class of history on Vladimir Putin that anyone can go out and find out on the internet. Okay? He is a retired KGB officer. He is, when he was in the KGB, he started out as a regular KGB officer, and he got trained as an assassin, okay, and apparently did quite well at that, and did so well that he was promoted rapidly through the ranks during the Cold War, and found that he was running the East German secret police, the Stasi, in East Germany during the Cold War. That was one of the most notorious intelligence organizations that has ever been on the face of the earth. You think the CIA is bad? The CIA is like kindergarten compared to the Stasi, because at one time, probably about the time that, Vladimir Putin was running it, one in three East Germans was a Stasi informer. That you get three people in a room, these might be total strangers, they might be friends, they might be family members. There's three random East German people in one room. One of them is going to be a Stasi informer, statistically. So if you are somebody who has three people in your family, then probably one of your relatives is going to be a Stasi informer. That is, Vladimir Putin didn't found the Stasi. He didn't set up the policies for the Stasi that got it to that point. But he was certainly running it when it was at that point. He is a fellow who, if you get into a tangle with him personally, you think Hillary Clinton is somebody that you really don't want to tangle with. I think that Vladimir Putin is the sort of guy that Hillary Clinton might be a little bit frightened of. I think that she probably has been in the same room with him once or twice, and I have noticed that he hasn't so far come off on the Clinton death count. And I don't think he is particularly frightened of Hillary Clinton. So this is the sort of guy that Vladimir Putin is. Now, in recent time, just before all of this conflict broke out, so like two or three weeks ago, he came on a public press conference that was televised all through Russia, all through the Ukraine, and he said, listen, I'm fed up with various people coming into, basically setting up camp on my doorstep, and I'm looking at you, NATO, and I'm looking at you, America, because I'm looking and I'm seeing what you're doing with teaching the children that it's okay to be gay. Pedophiles in the schools, not going to happen around here. And that is actually what he sees. So the West is corrupt, they're decadent, and they are teaching their children in the wrong way. And now they are shipping weapons, and they are politically manipulating the Ukraine into joining NATO. They're going to become entrenched there, and they're going to work their way into Russia, because every empire for the last 2,000 years, as I was mentioning last week, every empire for the last 2,000 years has tried to find its way into Russia through the Ukraine. And that's how they've done it. He said, and now NATO and America, I know where you're coming from, and it's not going to go well for you. And that was what he said. And he specifically pointed out the way that America has been teaching its children to be homosexual, to be sexually depraved people. And he said, not going to happen around here. He said, that is not a Christian way. And like I said, I'm not necessarily on Vladimir Putin's side, but what I am saying is that he's quite a handful. And he's been playing this game for a very, very, very long time. And if anyone thinks that that he's just going to be a pushover, he's going to fall in the same way that every other person that has been opposed to U.S. hegemony has fallen, they have got another thing coming because it ain't going to happen. And there was actually a prophecy in the Bible, and I believe that it could refer to Vladimir Putin. It's going to refer to one of two people. It's either Vladimir Putin or Prince Charles. And at this point in time, either of them could be this person. And this person is called Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Okay? The prophecy is Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And it describes Gog from the land of Magog living in his lair to the north, which Russia is immediately to the north of Israel, and that he gets hooks put in his jaws and he gets drawn out of his lair and he creates havoc on the whole earth. And I believe that that prophecy is being fulfilled now. I can hear music, Vincent. Are we at the top
yes.
of the hour?
Yeah. Well, we've got, now this is our third segment. Top of the hour is the next segment. We'll be right back.
It's always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, please continue, and we've got a caller. Arjun is on hold. Please continue, and then we can get to Arjun.
Okay. Yeah, so I believe that at this time that Vladimir Putin is probably Gog from the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, who is described in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. And if that's the case, then he, and actually it's very interesting, in about 2017 or 2018 there was a press report came out and it actually described Putin as being pulled out of Russia with hooks in his jaws. And I sat up and I paid attention when I heard that. And if I can find it on the internet sometime, Vincent, I'll send that press article to you. But he was actually described as having hooks in his jaws. And the hook in his jaw that is pulling him out of his lair is oil. Because ultimately this all began over an oil pipeline that ran through the Ukraine that NATO wanted to take over. And the Russians said, you're not going to do it because you're not going to control our oil and you're not going to control our ability to trade oil with the European Union. And the other end of the pipeline was in Germany, and given that Vladimir Putin actually probably still has a lot of friends in East Germany or the area that was East Germany, and that he's probably got a lot of business deals regarding this oil pipeline, it's really something that he couldn't let go. And I should also point out that both he and Angela Merkel are graduates of Klaus Schwab's Young Leaders Academy. Okay? And so are most of the world leaders. So is that Jacinta thing that lives in New Zealand. So is Daniel Andrews. So is Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister here in Australia. So is Boris Johnson. So is half the political figures on Earth at the moment. But I think that that means that I think that he's probably spat the dummy, that he's probably had enough of Klaus Schwab, and he's had enough of being Klaus Schwab, of thinking that you know, of anybody thinking that he could ever be the puppet of anyone, they have really got another thing coming. And I think that that is the hook that is pulling him out by the jaw, is his trade in oil between Russia and Germany. I think that he's got a lot of business deals set up to that end. He is a Russian oligarch as well. And Russia is run by the oligarchs. And that means that he's probably got a mafia underneath him working for him. And I don't think he can leave this alone. I think that it's going to not only interfere with a lot of business dealings that he has, it's also going to cut off the oil and gas supply between his country and Europe. And that goes one way, and it goes the other way as well. So if his country needs oil or gas, that pipeline is going to be able to provide it to them. But most of the time, it ships oil out of Russia into Germany and into the EU. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
When you're done with this portion of our class,
this is going to end up in World
War III. I have a feeling that
that's what the prophecy says.
We've got Arjun in West Virginia. Arjun, welcome.
Hey, man. Hey, Gwyneth.
Hello.
So I was wondering, you were talking about, like in case of, like, nuclear explosion, you can be in your basement. But the thing that, like, can these radiations, if you are breathing air, can these radiations not actually reach your basement as well? And there's one more thing I was thinking, like nuclear explosions, they happen like at important places, you know, like, so if we are living at rural places, you know, like you are in Missouri, you know, like I'm in West Virginia, you know, like, my, from me, important place, close to me, like, so if explosion happens there, so like quite far from this, you know, like, the radiation is still reach you, you know, like 500 miles away, you know, I hear the music.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back after the top of the hour. So the questions are, what about the basement? What about breathing the air in the basement? What about the air outside? What about plants? What about animals? What about the food supply? What about global temperature? What about the necessities of life? What do you do? And we'll talk about that when we come back. Gwyneth is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. Arjun is in West Virginia.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.